It's possible to be blessed and God not be with you.
Dr. Tony Evans says what we have doesn't necessarily indicate who we have.
You will never experience God until you go face to face with Him.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. From biblical times until today, people have longed for an up-close and personal relationship with God. Let's join Dr. Evans in Exodus 33 as he talks about a man who had exactly that and how we can have it too.
Israel had experienced a breakdown in their relationship with God. Chapter 32 of the book of Exodus tells the story of them building the golden calf. They built an idol right after they had learned that God had said you should not create any idols, even if the idol is done with me in mind. No image of the invisible God. But being frustrated that Moses was taking too long to come back, therefore God was taking too long, they wanted something they could grab, and so they melted their jewelry and they built the golden calf. When God saw what they had done, He was incensed that they had so quickly and so easily removed themselves from Him in what He calls this great sin. And so in chapter 33, He tells Moses, go up, verse 3, to a land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in your midst, because you are an obstinate people, and I might destroy you on the way. That's an interesting statement. He says, go up to the place of blessing, but I'm not going to be at the place of blessing with you. Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey. That was what their dream was. That was their goal. So evidently, it's possible to be blessed and God not be there. He says, go up to the land, but I'm not going with you. It's possible to be blessed and God not be with you. It's possible to have stuff flowing and you're still by yourself, alone. Knowing God is not an informational tag. It's not collecting merely more data about God. It is entering into an experience with God. We've already explained the word know in the Bible. In the Old Testament is the same word when it says, and Adam knew Eve and she conceived, talking about the sexual experience and using the word know. So when God talks about knowing Him, He's talking about an intense experience with Him that plummets the depth of being. So He's not talking simply about a collecting information or throwing out theological or spiritual serendipities that sound good and make you seem like you know Him. That introduces us to these verses from verses 7 to 11. And I've called it meeting God face to face. Moses, verse 7 says, used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp, a good distance from the camp, and he called it the tent of meeting. And everyone who sought the Lord would go out to the tent of meeting, which was outside the camp. Moses has a tent. This tent was the tent of meeting. This was a special tent that had a special purpose. The purpose is given in verse 7. If you wanted to inquire of the Lord, if you wanted to consult with God, if you needed to talk to God and have God talk to you, he says, anyone who sought the Lord would go to the tent of meeting. And he says the tent of meeting was outside the camp. Don't miss that. In other words, the tent of meeting was not inside the camp. Now, the camp referred to the nation would camp. Whenever it stopped on its trek through the wilderness, they would create a campsite, if you will, a huge campsite, but a campsite. But the tent of meeting was not in the middle of the campsite. The tent of meeting would be outside of the campsite. That is, watch this, it was separated from the masses. The campsite was where everybody was. The tent of meeting was a special location that was distanced or separated from where the mass of other people were. Why? Because this was a special place where when people really wanted to meet God, they would go there. This meant that you had to leave the ordinary, where you normally hung out, your own tent, and you had to make your way to a special place for a special purpose, because you needed to meet with a special person. Why was the tent outside the camp? Because God was no longer dealing with his people inside the camp. Remember, you are an obstinate people. I will not go with you. But even though I'm not going to be collectively with you, I will make myself personally available to the person who really wants me. Because the person who really wants me will go outside the camp, away from the masses. And it's available to anybody who would seek to inquire of the Lord. If you really want me, come get me. Because I'm not hanging out inside the camp, because the camp is full of folk who call my name but don't want me. Whenever Moses, verse 8, went into the camp, all the people would arise and stand at the entrance of his tent and gaze after Moses until he entered the tent. Wait a minute. Verse 7 says, everyone who sought the Lord would go out to the tent of meeting, which was outside the camp. Verse 8 says, when Moses went to the tent, everybody would come out and stand at their tent. Come on, you didn't miss that, did you? God was available to anybody who went to the tent of meeting. But what they wanted to do was piggyback on Moses. They wanted to come to church to hear what the preacher had to say. They wanted to hear what Moses had to say. What it doesn't say is they left their tent to go outside the camp to the tent of meeting. They wanted to find out what God told Moses. But verse 7 says anybody who wanted to hear from God for themselves, anybody who wanted to seek the Lord, that tent was available for their own personal use. God was still accessible, but he was not accessible to the campsite tents, because the people had decided that they would collectively go another way. God was not going to go with their collective decision, but he would be available for individuals within the camp who were willing to follow him. And so he says, Moses went into the tent. Whenever Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the entrance of the tent, and the Lord would speak to Moses. Moses would get away from the crowd, get away from the everydayness of life. He would get away from the regular programming, because in what he was facing, the challenge he was dealing with, the people he was around, he needed a word from God. His situation, human advice couldn't fix. His problem, taking polls of popular opinion wouldn't address. He needed a word from God, so he went to this special place, this special tent, for this special purpose, to meet with this special person, because he needed a special and specific word from God. When he got alone to be with God, it says the cloud, the glory cloud, which represented the presence of God, would descend upon the tent, and God would speak to him there. What was the purpose of the tent? The purpose of the tent was for Moses to talk to God, watch this, and for God to talk to Moses. It says the Lord would speak to him there.
When Dr. Evans continues our message in just a moment, he'll talk about the benefits of having a tent of meeting of our own. But first, this.
Is he a stranger, a casual acquaintance, someone you only know about through what you've read, or is he something more? How well do you know God? Truly knowing God is more than intellect, more than emotions or actions. It's an authentic connection where two souls are uniquely bonded in love. That's the kind of relationship with God Dr. Tony Evans explains in his latest book and Bible study, Knowing God, along with the accompanying video-based Bible study and guide. Live that kind of life and relationship with God. Find out more at TonyEvans.org.
Tony's current teaching series, Knowing God, is the perfect complement to the powerful package of resources you just heard about that'll give you both the desire and the direction you need to follow life's greatest pursuit and experience the transformation it brings. Right now, as our thank you gift, when you make a contribution to help keep these essential messages coming to this station, we'll send you all 8 Knowing God lessons on CD and digital download, along with Tony's just released The Power of Knowing God book, interactive study guide, and resource DVD. This special offer is only available for a short time, so let one of our resource team members help you make the arrangements by calling 1-800-800-3222 any time of the day or night. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Or make your contribution and request online right away at TonyEvans.org. That's TonyEvans.org. And now here's Dr. Evans with more of today's lesson.
Here is one of the problems why we do not meet God face to face. We do not meet God face to face because we have no tent of meeting. We have no time to break away from the everydayness of life and to make our way away from the bustling noises of the crowd to hear what God has to say to us. Well, actually, that's not correct. It's not that we don't have the time, because that's why some of y'all are here at the early service. If it's an important enough event, I mean, if it's really important, I mean, if it's critical for where you can go next week, if it affects your future, if it affects something major in your life, schedules can be adjusted. Folks can get up a little earlier. If it affects you significantly enough, if it means that much to you, if it's important enough to you. And so one of the reasons we do not hear from God is that there is no tent of meeting. We catch God on the run. We hook up with him on the fly. But when you really, really wanted to hear from God, it says you sought the Lord. You were serious. You segregated yourself and you went to the tent of meeting because you wanted to talk to God and you wanted God to talk to you. And it says, and the Lord's cloud, the glory of the Lord, the presence of the Lord would descend, and there the Lord would speak with Moses. Now, I hear what some of you may be thinking, because you may be thinking, well, God used to talk to people back then. Well, I hate to shock you, but God talks to people today. The problem is, you've got to be in the right location, location, location. That is, you've got to be in the place to hear him. A native Indian one day was walking down the street in the bustling city of New York with the crowds going up and down the street. And the native Indian looked to his friend and said, "Do you hear that? Do you hear that?" God said, "I don't hear anything. What are you, just the noise of the cabs and the people?" "No, listen, listen, listen. Don't you hear it?" He said, "Hear what?" The native Indian said, "The cricket." He said, "The cricket? You got all these cars coming up and down Fifth Avenue. You got all these people, all this noise. There is no cricket." "Oh," he says, "but I hear cricket." He says, "Man, you just talking a bunch of stuff." He said, No, there's a cricket." And he looked around and finally walked over to the edge of one of the buildings and reached down and picked up a cricket. He said, "How in the world, in the middle of all this noise, could you hear a cricket?" The Indian, while the man was talking, trying to figure out how he could hear a cricket, reached in his pocket and he had a few coins, and he pulled them out of his pocket, just dropped them on the ground. The man said, "Somebody dropped some money." The Indian said, "That's because you always hear what you're listening for." You see, we're not used to hearing his voice. That's why when you read in the New Testament, it says, "And the Spirit said." See, the Spirit's still talking. That is, when the Holy Spirit deposits in the human spirit the voice of God, validating it with the Word of God, confirming it through circumstantial situations, is where he drops it in your spirit so you don't know you know you know. You can't even prove it. You just know you know, because he didn't drop that thing down in your spirit and you can't get rid of it. That's the voice of God. When he drops it in your spirit, but you got to be in a place where he's free to drop it. Because God's not interested in dropping it, losing it. He drops it in your spirit and there it's stuck. It stays there. You can't shake it. And then he allows a word to come from him through some means that confirms that. And then there are circumstances or situations that affirm it. But when he speaks there. He speaks at the deeper resources of your being. But God only spoke to Moses at the tent of meeting, outside the camp. It wasn't in the crowd. It wasn't in the camp. It was in this special place. When all the people saw the pillar of the cloud stand at the entrance of the tent, all the people would arise and worship, each at the entrance of his tent. It's not that these folk were not religious. It's not that these folk didn't want to have church. It says when Moses went to his tent, they went to their tent. But the statement in verse 7 says, if you wanted to seek the Lord, you went to the tent. So they were, watch this now, satisfied with worshiping from a distance. They were satisfied to sit on the passenger seat side at the door. They were satisfied, as long as I went to church, as long as I sang the praise services, I'll just hear what God said to Moses. That'll be enough. But God has already declared, my interest is not simply the group. My interest is in those who want to seek me, to seek the Lord, not just to have a worship ceremony. Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses. Here it is, face to face. Face to face. Anybody here want God to speak to you face to face? That is all up in front of you. You know, in your grill. I mean, he's all up in front. That's face to face. Face to face is a figure of speech. It meant openly and honestly. To be face to face is to be open and honest. In other words, there is a free flow of communication. Let me tell you a secret. Shh, don't tell nobody I told you this. One of the ways you know that a person is not as close to God as they sound is they relate to God in the abstract. Oh, Heavenly Father, creator of heaven and earth, awesome designer of the universe, the one who has painted the heavens with his unseen hand. All of the words are correct. You just can't do nothing with them. You know when a person's really hasn't made contact with God because they say the same thing every time. Everything's the same prayer. Father, bless me today. Bless my family today. Bless my children today. Just bless me and give me a good day. Protect me when I come home. You know. Now lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, pray the Lord my soul to take. Now that's good if you five. Now you may say, but I don't know what to say. You do when you've met somebody face to face. Because when you met somebody face to face, you're talking about everything. When husbands and wives sit down and they don't have anything to say, that means that something has happened in the relationship. Because there's no free flow. There's no face-to-face. There's no openness and honesty in the relationship. They'll pray about, Lord, forgive my sins, but they'll never talk about which sins they want forgiven. Forgive my sins. They'll keep it general so they can feel safe. When you talk face to face, you say, you know, this is what I did today, and this is what I thought today, and this is what I shouldn't have done today, and I just wanted to be open with you. I just wanted to be honest with you. You will never experience God until you go face to face with him. If you stay vague, he'll be vague. If that's all you want is this long distance, as long as God is in the car, I'm satisfied. But there is no face-to-face, this sense of meeting. We have a meeting. And let me tell you, this kind of meeting probably doesn't happen if it's not scheduled. This face-to-face meeting.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about what it takes to have a face-to-face relationship with God. And if that's what you desire, Tony would love to help introduce you to Christ. Just visit TonyEvans.org and follow the link that says Jesus. You'll find some very straightforward information and resources there that can help you get started on a fulfilling and purposeful brand new life. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Stay with us.
How can the church be the answer to racial healing and reconciliation? That's what Dr. Tony Evans reveals in his book, Oneness Embraced. Dr. Jack Graham of Prestonwood Baptist Church calls this book a must-read for Christians who desire to live in obedience to the heart of the gospel. And Dr. DeForest Bisores Jr. of First Baptist Church of Lincoln Garden says, if the American church embraces this book, race relations will be transformed. Healing and hope are possible, and it begins with God's people. Get your copy of Oneness Embraced today.
Request your copy today at TonyEvans.org. And while you're there, don't forget to make the arrangements to receive those powerful resources I mentioned earlier. Tony's brand new book, The Power of Knowing God, the companion study guide, and resource DVD, along with all 8 messages from his current series on CD and digital download. This entire Knowing God package is yours as our thank you gift when you make a contribution to help keep this broadcast coming your way each day. Again, this is a limited time offer, so don't put it off. Visit us today at TonyEvans.org to get all the details. You can make your contribution and your request online at TonyEvans.org or call our 24-hour resource request line at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our resource team members assist you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Many people who pray secretly wonder if there's really anybody on the other end listening. Tomorrow, more from Dr. Evans on how we can be sure. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.